Good afternoon. My name is Vanessa, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to EPA's new Advert Tool conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After these presenters' remarks, there will be a Q&A session via the chat line. I will now like to turn the call over to Ms. Julia Miller. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thanks, Vanessa. This is Julia Miller from EPA's State Climate and Energy Program. I want to thank everyone for joining us today to learn about one of our newest resources. It's called AVERT, which stands for the Avoided Emissions and Generation Tool. This tool is designed primarily for state air quality planners. It estimates the emission benefits of energy efficiency and renewable energy policies and programs. So on today's webinar, we're going to start with Robin DeYoung from EPA's State Climate and Energy Program, and she's going to give an overview of the tool. Then Jeremy Fisher from Synapse Energy Economics is going to walk us through each AVERT module, and he's going to do a live demonstration. After that, we're going to have Nico Deitch from EPA's State Climate and Energy Program. He's going to present information on some projected energy impacts from a few key state energy efficiency and renewable energy programs. And then finally, we're going to have Paula Hemmer from the North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources, and also Heather Lurch from the Oklahoma Department of Environmental Quality, and they're going to talk about some of their experiences using AVERT. So I want to thank Robin and Jeremy and Nico, Paula and Heather for taking the time to join us today. So this morning, everyone on the line should have received an email with today's presentations, but if you still don't have the presentations, you can find them by following the link at the bottom of the agenda that's on the screen right now. And there's also a link there to the AVERT tool. Also, we're going to have a recording and transcript of this webinar, and that'll be posted at that website in a couple of weeks. We're always looking for new topics related to energy and air quality and climate change that are of interest to state and local governments, so feel free to submit any suggestions that you have in the box at the right of your screen or in the feedback form at the end of this webinar. So with that, now I'm going to hand the webinar over to our facilitator, Lauren Peterson from ICF International, and she's going to cover some of the webinar logistics and get us started.
Great. Thanks, Julia. On your screen, you have a screenshot of the GoToMeeting interface, and this will show you how to participate today. The orange arrow in the top left is how you'll open and close your control panel. So if you want to see more of the presentation and less of the control panel, just select this orange arrow. You're going to be on mute throughout the entire session, so you'll have a chance to type in your questions in the question pane, enter the question, and then hit send to submit your questions. We'll have a question and answer session at the end, and we'll be asking some clarifying questions throughout if anything's unclear. Lastly, audio is only available through telephone, so you see that number and conference ID number on your screen. And if you're experiencing any technical difficulties throughout the course of the webcast, please contact me at lauren.peterson@icfi.com. And now we'll move on to our first presentation by Robin DeYoung. And let me pull up your slides.